Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's hump day on Wednesday. It is March 27th. I must tell you that one of the most interesting things that I did this morning was to log in to pharmacypodcast.com. And I must tell you, it was a welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network that I've never seen before. If you have not visited this website for Pharmacy Podcast Nation, it is now the flagship website for all our flagship shows hosted by all of the Pharmacy Podcast Network's 700 plus episodes, all of the 20 hosts, all of the 30 plus contributing pharmacists. This is where you can stay informed on our profession and the business of pharmacy. It is so easy to use. And I must tell you, from a color scheme standpoint, if you knew the old Pharmacy Podcast Network website, it was very, very pretty. It was dark and there were beautiful black accents. But this site just jumps out at you. It is bright. It is focused. It is easy to see. The last podcast programs that are on there. I just listened to the Millennium Pharmacy Leader Show to Marketing Access from Stephen Kiss, episode number 785. I must tell you, it probably would have taken me an hour, I'm sorry, Todd, to find this show on the old website. But there it was, and I got a chance to hear about a pharmacy professional who was in manufacturing, who was in industry. The show is sponsored by the ACMA, who, of course, we know and love Will Solomon. So this is a beautiful way to start your day. And there's a list of all of the great shows that have just been recently broadcast and put out as content for the Pharmacy Podcast Nation to listen to. The next one that I looked at that I'm going to listen to as soon as I do this daily dose is opioids in the older adult community. That's me. I'm older. And I want to know, this is a senior radio, senior RX radio, episode number 785. Now, I'm not going to go through all 785 or four episodes for you today, but I'm going to let you go to pharmacypodcast.com and get a better look at your profession. Get a better opportunity to know that the Pharmacy Podcast Network has partnered with the PDS, Pharmacy Development Services Nation, and we're doing also partnerships with Senior RX Radio. Now, the RX VIP Concierge, a logo isn't up there yet. Hello, Todd. But when you know that the Pharmacy Podcast Nation is associating with the leaders in the pharmacy industry, you know that you're at the right place. So become someone, subscribe. It was easy to subscribe. All you have to do is just click a button. I have to tell you, I'm not a technology guy. Technology makes my hair hurt. But kudos to Todd Uro and kudos to the business development team of Nathan Purcell, who obviously has been working tirelessly to put a new face on the RX VIP Pharmacy Podcast Network and all of the wonderful things that can be delivered to our listeners. A simple play now button of the newest episodes. It's wonderful. You must listen to two or three of these most recent podcasts. Jason Cavallino is doing now an evidence-based podcast. You have to listen to it. He's Dr. J Max. It was a fun show. It was interesting. It was exciting. And I got to tell you, knowing Jason as much as I do, and as long as I do, he is going to be a voice to be heard on the Podcast Nation and in our industry for years to come. The man has more knowledge in his one little finger than I can have in my whole body. He has so much experience, so much dynamic contacts that he's made over the years, that is a show you do not want to miss. He's going to be giving you things you want to hear. One of the other shows that I really love was when you talk about powerful partnerships. And Avidem Health really was a show that I really, really loved. And you can see all of these shows up here. I'm not going to waste your time or take your time. But I must tell you, I am thrilled And I must tell you, nobody told me to go to this website. Shame on you, Todd. But I went there. I just went there. And I am thrilled to share that with our listeners. There are even shows on our students. You know, the non-traditional pharmacist show is something where you can hear about students. So if students didn't listen to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, maybe, I don't know why, maybe they couldn't find us on the website. I don't know why. We're all over the place. Maybe they didn't like our website. Maybe they weren't promoting it enough to them. But the student nation of Pharmacy Podcast Nation is so important. So I'm going to be talking to all our students and telling them all the time, look at this website, promote this website. They've forgotten more about social media than I'll ever know. And they need to tell their peers, the future next generation PharmDs, that this is a place to hang your hat and listen to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. It is amazing. I am so proud of what Todd has done. I am so proud to be associated with the podcast network. I must tell you, up till today, I was very, very proud. Now I'm very, 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 that was like six berries, proud to be associated with this leading entity in our pharmacy profession. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. I will be reaching out to all the hosts on Pharmacy Podcast Network to tell them how excited I am and to invite them to come on to the Concierge Pharmacist Show to talk about interesting things that they're doing to change the face of our profession and enhance the role of the pharmacist in the healthcare industry. That's what we're here to do. Keep it simple, stupid. Help the pharmacist be a provider by giving them the opportunity to take care of our patients. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.